random, whatever. Welcome, holy cow, to another... You know what? I almost said Be a Design Cast again. Welcome back to the Reflex Blue Show.
And welcome back, Steve Gordon.
Welcome back, Steve.
Thanks
how you doing?
Thanks for having me, boys. Doing well.
I'm Nate Voss.
Donovan Beery.
Yes, I was going to say you're Donovan Beery.
And since our last show, you, thankfully, Steve, for your taste buds anyway. We're not here for the Mountain Dew taste test, but
nice.
we officially predicted the winner. It was Voltage, and
it was.
I think it's the Black Label that won it all.
Voltage was the one?
I don't think it was the Black Label. I think it was the other two, as previously discussed, tasting like taint.
I expect Voltage to be on the market for 3 months before they pull it all together.
Well,
you know which one I wish they would bring out that they have kind of snuck under the radar?
Yeah, I do.
The one that they have at Taco Bell.
What? Oh, I got that right here, man. It's Baja Blast.
Yeah, the Baja Blast is the best Mountain Dew ever.
I'm actually drinking that right now. And we did not talk about this before the mic started rolling.
No, we didn't.
This is not a setup. I have
up.
It right here.
Yeah, I love Baja Blast. It's probably the only soda I actually get around to drinking.
It's good. I don't know what's in it.
It's like Sprite with a little bit of... lemon flavor Gatorade, like
nice.
It's a little mix going on.
I also as discussed on the last show, what I can remember of the last show, which we I think recorded 9 months ago.
Yeah,
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Welcome to the Reflex Blue Show in August. I still want them to bring back Gamer Fuel, whichever one, the orange one that came out with Halo.
The Halo one.
When I first drank it, I was like, oh my God, this sucks. This is awful. And then,
They haven't done that. But Mountain Dew,
addictive.
I'm pulling these on. We talked about these on episode one with Steve Hartman.
We did? The Mountain Dew, the crazy,
these are the Green Label Art. And, and I actually went back and spent the $5. I mean, broke my budget.
Oh,
and
got the
missing
Dude,
ones.
Dude, I love the one from Haze.
Okay.
Grass
well, since then... Since then,
well, here, let's talk about Haze real quick, because I don't know who Haze is.
Yeah, you got to check Haze out,
Yeah, they get,
out,
they get pretty
old
hip
school,
artists
yeah,
to do
Yeah, old-school graph
this
artist, who's, like most, moved to the legal realm and capitalizes off of his talent, you know, as we all do now. So,
now, what they've also done is they released these, like, patriotic 4th of July ones.
I saw
ones.
The 4th of July ones when they came out. That was a little...
New
that
bottle
one's
design.
Kinda,
jeez, look at this collection, man.
Man, we're like bumping tables and hitting
mics. I only got like
here.
One of these, but they even had like a race car one. Like, they didn't want to pay for NASCAR, so they just put some race cars and...
Yeah, like general race cars.
Right.
Like,
is that NASCar?
Some,
No.
Like all those football commercials
Dude,
where
is,
no one's wearing actual NFL jerseys. They're just black and white.
This is street racing here, Donovan.
Yeah,
you get your cred up a little
that's
bit.
That's Fast and the Furious.
I'm really glad, actually, that we have Steve here to cred us back.
Yeah, okay. Tokyo this Drift,
is,
baby. Tokyo
yeah, this
Drift.
Is like, yeah, this is
and,
the most NASCAR
and
thing.
Then, and then they've got the Green Label Art 2 just announced, six of these bad
okay,
ones.
Let me ask
wow.
me that one.
Okay, now
that
that's
hot.
Legit. Yeah.
So this is like
legit.
50 different bottle designs here that Mountain Dew's produced since
Donovan, can you give me
our
like
first
photos
show?
Of, well here, let me, I got a
yeah,
camera,
it
let's take
it.
It's kind of ridiculous how many
this
like,
one is nice.
How many
I
like designs they've created here in the last.
Yo, here my camera coming on, hang on, I gotta get my zoom on. Okay, that's good. On, holy cow! I don't even know what to do with the photos of all of these. Here, move closer to the mass of bottles. Here, I'll try to. This is, and then there's a pink vitamin water in there too. Which
yeah,
I like.
Yeah.
Stuff's just sugar water, man. But so
it
is the rest of this. So okay, so Donovan, tell us more. Tell us what, because we just
I mean,
like
I,
to talk
I can,
about the Mountain
I can
Dew.
Only think that Mountain Dew's brand strategy right now is to have so many bottle designs. That they will take up the entire soda wall
I'm,
with
or
cans.
What they're doing, I see what they're doing is freaking tapping a vein in pop art and letting the artists do all the marketing for them.
Well, isn't that what we do for a living?
It is, but these guys probably aren't getting the salaries of the CEOs who said, hey, let's tap pop art.
Let's, yeah, okay. this one by Billy Art. Billy Art NYC is all I got on that.
And
is,
see, again, they're going subculture too. Like they're going street art, graphic or graffiti artists, gone graphic designers. So they're getting street art guys and tattoo artists who probably are commanding a decent amount of pay. But again, the marketing heads up in the towers are like, you know, making big bank off of these guys' work.
Well, yeah. I would hope. Pass me that one there. That other one there. I hope that these guys are getting real paid. You know what we should probably do? We should do a little research.
Give them some love, yeah.
We should give these guys love and phone calls. And
hell
maybe,
yeah.
Like, hey, we don't have anything going on for the next show.
Who's on this one right here?
All
right,
well,
I don't know. We should call these dudes.
Well, in my find out what's going on, and Mountain Dew's doing this, I think, pretty smart. They're doing the secret cred and then, like, not talking about it.
Yeah, they're not talking about it.
And then they have, like, when you go into the archive, all of a sudden I saw, like, 9 other designs that supposedly were issued, but I've never seen.
Yeah.
Even though this is... I have Series 1 and Series 2.
Yeah, you missed all of these.
No, I got Series 1 and Series 2, and somehow I missed a whole series. How does that happen?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just going to put it out there. I'm just going to purport that we might not get every awesome Mountain Dew bottle design in Omaha, Nebraska. I'm just going to say.
That's a good point.
It's possible.
And the other thing I want to mention here is you guys may not know this, but they're also going underground to take out all design blogs. If you go into the greenlabelart.com, they have an art log, which it's where Dew broadcasts its favorite finds in the world of art, lifestyle, and creative culture, along with news and updates on the 2008 Green Label Art Program artisan event.
So basically what they do is they like find out what other people already say is cool and then post links.
Most likely they will.
I'm getting some kind of nods from Steve.
Most likely they will either take down Unbeige or Speak Up by the end of the year.
Do people still go to Unbeige? Like I kind of like it's still one of my favorites, but you know,
Speak Up I think more so than Unbeige.
I certainly still go to Speak Up, but Unbeige.
I would say within 3 months they'll launch a podcast just to take us out too. I think we should start to be worried.
Actually, they already called me. I was gonna let you know that I'm actually moving on to host the Mountain Dew Street because I'm so street.
The street cred podcast.
As previously discussed, my hoodness is pretty high.
It's extreme, like yeah. Dew is extreme.
It's extreme without the E. It's just extreme.
Extreme. That's
thank
Dew.
You. That's
Dew.
The way I roll. That's the way I do it.
That's
here.
Dew.
Steve, in fact, Nate is so extreme that he's illustrated a children's book on the Huskers.
Kids don't on the Huskers.
Now, is it Huskers with a Z? Because he's extreme like that.
No. The book itself is not extreme. No. I guess I'll play coy. Oh, we're going to talk about my book today? What?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I guess.
I really
good thing you brought in a copy so we could see it.
I didn't think we were going to talk about this. I brought in the copy because you guys haven't seen it yet.
I think he just rolls with a copy everywhere. That's what I would do.
Just about. Well, and that's actually
and it, and it's
what
hardbound,
I really...
too, so it's a little sneaky for him to hide under the shirt, but he does it.
So it's like, kinda Nate, like... what's that in your shirt?
Just nothing.
Glad you asked.
No, I don't have anything under here. Oh, look, oh my God!
How did we find that?
Well, and because one of the things we've mentioned, there's been hints maybe there's a Steve Gordon book coming
right,
out. But I don't think we're quite prepared to, you know, to pull the curtain back on that
right.
just yet.
I can drop some hints like... you know, the cover design is being tested right now.
You have to test, because you've told us about it. You have to test the kind of like...
Yeah, the technique that's
going
to be
unprepared hotness that is going
right.
on to this cover.
And you and I, you actually have seen the cover. They went back to that one.
Mm.
Yeah. So, luck of the draw, and then there are some, hand-drawn illustrations and
when
such.
When they test Nate's, what they do is they say, we'll make the Nate Voss bigger, boom, it'll sell.
Yeah. Boom, that's the print test. Can you print out two versions of it?
Make sure you get a line like this, designed by, but make sure yours says Steve Gordon.
I will do that, my man.
And, because that's I picked that up from Chip Kidd.
Nice.
So I'm like, oh, wait, I'm doing a book. Because
then you're going to get some cover work.
Yeah, because I'm like, oh, I'm doing a book. I need to put in there that I did the cover.
There it is, man.
Yeah, okay, so so we'll get back to Steve's book.
No, let's go to yours,
when
though.
It is time.
Let's go to yours.
Well, no, I was going to say when it is time to properly go back
to we'll have
Steve's
you back
book.
On the show.
Yeah, when
show.
It's time to properly do it, you know, I'll bring the first You Heard It Here news to my boys at 36 Point.
Oh, man, boom. I'm really pumped about it. I think that boom. We should start a timer.
On
let us know when, like, when you know.
I will.
When it's going to happen,
yep.
We will put a clock on the site. There's
I'll
no need
the official,
for a clock.
I'll give the official ready countdown.
This.
Dude, that's awesome.
Actually, there is because it's not actually in stores yet.
Check this.
Right. Well, okay.
Dude.
Well, okay. Here's what happened with this book. This book is called It's the Legend of Little Red.
Nice.
And if you are a Nebraska Cornhusker fan, you should know what that's. Who Lil Red is. If you are not a Nebraska Cornhusker fan,
go be one.
Let me tell you, it's a fabulous tale of good sportsmanship, bonding with your grandpa and of me drawing pictures of shit.
And probably awesomeness because it's the Huskers.
Let's actually just talk about the pictures.
Okay.
What's the
awesomeness?
I mean, this is your first full book design. I mean, illustration.
Yeah. Well, okay. The first thing I want to say is, and this is going to sound bad to everybody that listens to this show, I do not really consider this to be a piece of design. Bernard, air quotes in there. This is Helvetica rounded over blurred background.
Right. So far as design goes.
Well, that's because it's full page illustrations.
Yeah.
It's a children's book.
Yeah, but
it's
your illustrations are featured heavily. I love it.
Well, that was one of the things that I roped in. I was like, okay, I'll do the illustration here, but we had to work out, as you are apt to do when you are illustrating jobs or being a designer on your own, you have to work out, you know, costs and how the relationship's going to work out. One of the things that I was able to do is say, well, I'll handle the illustrations, but I'll also handle the page layout.
Nice.
And we're just going to do it that way. And so that way I was able to plan ahead, mostly plan ahead to say, okay, well, the type will go here, so I can leave a little bit of, you like that
I
there?
Dig. Well,
Going into the past?
Yeah, I dig that illustration there. Also because that's a very accurate representation of a Husker letter jacket because I have one.
You have one?
Yes, I do.
Nice.
Very good. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, and those are like old school tickets. Anyway, that's a page for it. So anyway, I worked it out that I would do that, and also the cover design. Now the cover design, I'm pretty happy with the way that looks.
So what you're how do you go about to the client to tell them I'm a complete diva and need full control over?
Oh, you leave out words like diva. You
Devo? Would that be a male diva?
Well, and let me... Yeah.
I'd love to be a Devo. Whip it good, dude. I knew
nice.
Somebody had to say it. I think I've got a whip crack sound effect that I can drop in a couple times. Somebody had to say it.
But honestly, the way that I've learned that it normally works, now this is self-published by the guy that wrote it.
Oh, cool.
If you are a normal illustrator working in children's books, number one, you normally don't interface with the author.
Yeah.
You interface with the publisher, yep. And it's very normal for you to have a great deal of creative control over what the final illustrations look like. So that wasn't all that difficult. And because, you know, there were some things that we had to work out on price, because obviously the guy's self-publishing, and I really wanted to do it, so I was willing to, you know, negotiate. One of the things I just negotiated was, well, I get a lot more creative control and I get to do the cover.
Yeah.
And I'm happy with that cover, and I've been working that cover because I've been working on the website for this that may or may not be up by the time.
Well, you can go back. Probably not, because this is going up like in 2 days.
Yeah, okay, that's quite honestly in two days.
You go
the website
back to,
will
yeah.
not be ready.
But you go back to 36point.com. We'll announce links so everyone can buy there.
Yeah, well,
copies
at least well,
of Nate's book.
Well, I appreciate that. We can do that on my site.
He probably
right,
gets a nickel,
site.
And so, you know, enough people pitch in, he can, like, buy a burrito.
I can probably get a burrito or two.
Maybe with some cheese and some sour cream on it.
But anyway, so this was really cool. All the illustrations with pencil, pen and ink, and then took that. Did scans on my tiny, tiny scanner. So each page had to be, everything was drawn together, but then I had to break it apart and scan that page and then scan the facing page.
Because you were too cheap to buy a larger scanner.
Dude, those are like $5,000, man. Those huge ones. Like they have at the university.
Yeah.
Or the college. Those are wicked expensive.
Yeah. I don't think anybody has a full scanner anymore.
Yeah. I don't see one around the 1119 recording studio.
They made
anyway.
The stopgap like very tiny, very large. There were no mediums anymore.
But this is really cool for me because a couple years ago, I decided that before I turned 30, I need to have a children's book on store shelves. And for quite some time there, it kind of looked like it wasn't going to happen.
And now you're going to make it by like
I'm going to make it by
full
by,
month.
Like, Four weeks. I'm gonna squeak it in there right as
now,
my
man.
Youth leaves.
Now,
me.
Since this was like the first time that you like worked on a project of this scale, like as far as illustration goes,
yeah, there's like some like silly like 27 full page spread illustrations.
How do you go about when you get a job that's completely different than anything else you've done? How do you go about figuring out like a timeline and how long it'll take before you can actually provide this to a client?
You do it the same way that you try to do any other timeline for any project. Oh, okay, well, if I sit down, probably take me so long to do this part, so long to do this part, and so long to do that last part. Like the coloring where I went and not only colored the images, but also went back to colorize and even shade somewhat the black ink portion of the illustrations. I figured, you know, and just kind of planned it out. I can tell you, and I have had this conversation with the author slash self-publisher, so he's aware. Like, I bit out about 5 hours in illustration. I think I spent about 10 to 12, and kids, I do not necessarily recommend that. Yeah. And that's gonna be terrible, because now people are going to hear that. Never mind, I didn't just say that, because now people are going to hear that and be like, man, he spent 12 hours on that? Yeah. Police.
Honestly, man, but knowing now, you know, through the process that I've been through, what it takes, like how much go back and forth, and you know the work that you put in on the illustrations and whatnot, dude, this is amazing. Now,
thank you.
Now it's illustration heavy, like you said, it's not what you would consider design.
No.
You see yourself going more this route work wise now?
I would love to do nothing but draw pictures all day long.
That's kick-ass.
I've been doing a little bit more illustration now, actually, quite honestly. A lot more illustration now since I've been out on my own, but
and that's good, because see, I do the same now. I've been doing a lot more sketching and drawing.
I keep going back to Steve Gordon's blog and looking, and
I need to start updating that. That is horrible. I've become a Twitter head where I can hit these little blurbs of update.
Oh, I need to hit the Steve Gordon Twitter.
Yeah, I'm Twittering all the time, but I need to, and I'm glad that you said that I need to do. Put up more sketches and art, and put more up on the blog, and the site is getting revamped and all of that. So there's lots of work. Lots of work to do.
See, I've been posting, like, my site, which is vossom.com. I'll just...
Great name,
I guess
by
we're
the
just
way.
I guess we're just pimping Nate right up. Now, do so it. I'll go ahead and put that out there.
Do it!
Yeah, so anyway, so I've been trying to post more, chasing Vaughn down.
Yeah.
Because
the Vaughnster.
He's great at posting, man.
Dude puts up everything. Yeah, and as we were just, I can't even pretend like this isn't the second take of this conversation. It's just so obvious to me that I want to go back and say the same things we were just talking about, but the recording totally busted there. So now we're talking about Vaughn again. But
yeah,
the way dude posts on Art Backwash is hilarious, because he's like, do you think this recorded? I don't remember where it cut. But anyway, dude gets on there and posts like, yeah, this logo's sweet, but that client was a dick. And
super candid about it. Yeah.
Wicked candid. And I think we were just saying, like, I have no idea if that dude ever interfaces with his clients at all. Because that's just, it's hardcore on there, man. But he posts all the time, right? So I've been trying
to. Well, thankfully, he's got like 18 gabillion revenue streams with 18 gabillion websites. He's got a second texture book coming out.
Yeah.
If you bought
I saw
the first
he's got
one.
A pattern book coming out, too.
Yeah,
the texture book, the first texture book is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, best $23 I ever spent.
Yeah. Yeah.
For stock art.
Amazing. I think I actually got mine signed at the Howe conference by him when it came out.
I bought it after I met him, unfortunately.
Yeah.
He's coming here next month. Maybe we'll
I'm gonna get him to sign a pack of gum.
We're gonna have to see if we can get him on the show again.
Oh, I think Vaughn, here
if you do, ask him. Vaughn.
Vaughn.
Vaughn G. If you're on the show, buddy, give me a call when you get to town. We'll meet here at 36 Point Studios, man. A la 1119 Communication.
Yeah, hey, Vaughn, that's your invite. So when you get this, I want you to email the three of us right now. Right now, do it.
I expect to get an email probably the week after he gets back.
I expect to get an email
here.
Before
yeah,
this.
Yeah, from here. He'll be like, oh.
I probably have an email waiting from last week because Vaughn owns the internets.
He kind of does. I think we talked to him about that when we had him on the old show.
I'm pretty
sure
he just shoved an email into our inbox
He's got all his hidden stuff, too. Like, so I bought his first texture book, somehow got on this list of buying it. All of a sudden, I get an email. He's like, $5, I'll send you another, like, 4 billion old world textures.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, next thing I know, I'm just keeping sending my money.
Yep. All right.
So what were we talking about?
We were talking about how much you love the Huskers because you did a whole book on Illustrator. Actually, that's not what we were talking about because I know Nate's not a Husker fan.
You're not?
I'm not making too big of a secret of it. More a Husker fan than any other team because I grew up here.
I got you.
But I'm not, like, you're not going to catch me like, oh, man, did you see... Sweet game between
Nate
rivals.
Nate just found out that football
night?
Wasn't like round, like last, like right. The week before. I got this. Actually, right. We've talked about
actually,
this before.
No, because I had to cross reference some photos on like what is football.
just to draw.
I did kind of check out, like, how many laces should I have, and I ultimately decided it didn't matter.
Because cartoon guys can have three fingers.
That's right. We'll talk about three-finger cartoon guys now, at a later date.
Now, actually,
that's a special announcement we got to hold off on.
The real question, though, is, we've talked about this before, is we've said, like, how much do you have to know about something before you can really promote it?
Mm-hmm.
How much about the Huskers did you have to learn in order to draw them correctly?
Well, okay, my last, I don't know, you know, people who follow college football, follow Huskers, like, my last experience was, like, leaving high school back in, like, late 90s when they were just knocking off championships left and right.
Right.
And then, like, LP turned into a thug, started running people over. And
currently in jail.
Osborne started getting players out of jail, and, you know, things like that started happening, and I kind of lost interest for a little while. That was a good 10 years ago. And, you know, more or less kept up to date. They've had two or three coaching changes since then. New season's coming up. I'm kind of excited because now it's like, okay, I spent 6 months on this book, and now I kind of give a crap. What was really cool, in fact, the coolest thing that happened because of this book, was that, you know, we've been working with the athletic department down there at the school, and for all the stadium interior shots, because in the story they go to a game, you know, I said, we got to do this right. I got to get in there and take photo reference. So on a nice, like, cloudy, rainy day, we rolled out to the stadium and took some photos. Took a lot of photos. Empty stadium. Very cool. Kind of like when we were in Boise.
Yeah.
Going out to the field only.
Did you lay on the wet AstroTurf as well?
No, actually. Because here's the thing. Like at Boise, they let us just walk right out there. But at Nebraska, they were like, to hell with you.
Yeah, it's not, and in fact, the not first, so freewheeling.
The first couple people we talked to were like, hell no, you can't come out here and take pictures. I don't care if you're trying to sell a book.
Right.
But you know, eventually we talked to the right people, and they were very cool, and I got to roll into the stadium. It was actually the first time I've been there in a number of years.
It's a pretty sweet experience, whether you're a football fan or not.
It was the first time I saw that big, giant jumbo TV there. But anyway,
sickening.
Legend of Little Red will be available online or in your local Lincoln, Nebraska area bookstores and fine donut shops near you.
It's an amazing accomplishment, man. Props.
Thank you. That's props. Cool. So that's all well and good. Sports. Hey, by the way, you guys been watching the Olympics?
It was amazing. You know, I was glued to it, man.
This was my first.
It was hard for me because, like, we flipped it on last night to watch some of the closing ceremony stuff. And we start watching, like, they're playing, like, the volleyball. And I'm like, oh, I already know the outcome from 12 hours ago.
Yeah.
If you didn't want to know, you had to make sure that you didn't leap ahead.
This was my first HD Olympics.
Yes.
And that made a huge
gigantic difference.
I don't have HD. I noticed no difference.
Dude,
it's
okay. You'll come up.
Are you on
to
dial-up?
The rest of us. Yeah. In fact, we upload the show on the 56K. That's why the last one took 6 weeks to put up.
Merry Christmas.
But yeah, go Phelps and your crazy 8 gold medals
and
everybody
Usain
else who was
Bolt,
there.
The Jamaican dude was crazy.
Yeah.
And we got 4 years. And what happens in 4 years, Steve?
Frickin' 2012 London logo debacle.
I think we just start calling that London.
It's like Newman off of Seinfeld.
Yeah.
It's like, what happens
London.
In 2012?
London. But now tell me, because I missed what you were...
Okay, so rumor has it that the logo had gone into redo revision status.
Maybe a state of rehabilitation.
Completely,
after
which
all
was,
of
yeah,
the seizures.
Which
I
would
think
have
after
been
we, well, when we talked about it last time you were on the old show.
I believe
someone from London listened to it and was like, whoa.
Yeah, easy boys.
If they don't like it, it's obviously not good.
Yeah, I don't think it was us. I think the whole of... the world.
Well, I heard it was getting horrible reviews even on London home turf.
Well, London hated it. The town of London
and
hated
so,
it.
And so, yeah, when London town hates you, London's calling.
Yeah.
But I was watching the Olympic closing ceremonies. Up rolls a double-decker bus looking nice and chic as an icon of old London.
Jimmy Page, like, stuffed into the engine of it or something.
Yeah. The Jimmy Page did rock. And I'm glad that I had his guitar playing madness to wash away the horror of seeing, you guessed it, folks, the 2012 logo on the side
what?
Of the double-decker bus in red, white, and blue this time.
Now, I had...
Yeah, I guarantee if you look up Double Decker Bus Clothing Ceremonies London 2012, any of
don't,
that,
you'll probably get a seizure.
You will, except for they took away
the computer's gonna melt.
They took away the bright colors, which might throw off the interweb tubes, and it might get through at least so you can see it at first.
But now I saw something today, some link somewhere, and maybe this was the old logo, maybe this was the Pitch logo, but it was like London in like handwriting.
Right.
And they had worked to, you know, 2012 into the word London. So
oh,
it kind of
really?
Said both of the ones. And it was sweet.
Oh, dude, we got to find that. Because,
Donovan, look that up.
And make sure that we look up also.
Look it up right now.
The pictures of the double decker because it jumped off the screen in HD. It tried to strangle me.
What are you doing talking to me?
I'm scared looking this up. I'm going to have someone send me the link because if I type it in and I see that old logo.
It's not going to...
It'll bring me nightmares. No.
Seriously, show dude, Steve.
7 days. It's like The Ring.
Just the... You'll all... If you look at this logo in 7 days, you'll die.
Yeah, for a week, your design sense will suck.
You know? Yeah. In 7 days, you will lose the ability to do good work.
Oh, my God!
Nate, why did you make me do that? It's still magenta.
It's no! That's not...
Look at that! Look at that!
I'll send you the link
Look up the double decker bus. Type London 2012 closing ceremonies. I wonder if that double decker bus will have this logo on the side. Oh my goodness.
We're trying.
We're waiting in suspense.
Yeah, I know. This is riveting radio right here.
The Google bot is seriously going to bring back hatred.
It doesn't even want to bring back
hatred. It doesn't.
Yeah, Donovan, make sure we're still recording, okay?
Boom, hot chick.
What?
Oh, yeah, that was the girl that was singing with Paige.
Nice.
He was rocking it.
I'm gonna type the word bus in the end here. I'm still a little worried.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I don't know if they have
images.
The bus.
This segment is destined
images
for greatness.
Of the closing ceremonies bus.
Yeah, is that no? That's the Beijing bus. That looks nice. I kind of like
that. That was Beijing on the one side.
Yeah, that was sweet.
Anyway. I'll look, or if somebody listening can tell me what the dealio was with the cursive London 2012, because that was really nice. And I was like, oh, well, they must have redone it. And isn't that a wonderful thing? And then here I am, you know, I'm getting word that no.
Yeah, they did a closing ceremony.
They've gone back to the blowjob blowing an ATM or the stop sign, blowjob,
whatever. Yeah, because the bus came out.
I hope nobody's listening to this at work.
The bus came out and I was seriously like, okay.
Earmuffs.
Here they go. The bus turns around, and I can tell you right where it's at. It's on the rear left quarter of the bus. I know because it's burned in my memory. 2012, death. That's about the order that it went in.
Well, we got four more years of seeing that coming. What I really liked all the design for the Beijing stuff. Like the China guys really had China guys. China really had their stuff together, man. Like just as, like you saw, like you know the Chinese.
You know who that,
who was
that
it?
They were
wearing like helmets and they had like the dragon on the helmet and
you know where that comes from?
Or no, it was the swimming caps. It was the swimmers.
It's what happens when you have an authoritarian state of government that has no revisions. Like do it or that's it. Do it or else.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be nice, fascism can accomplish.
Yeah, it would be nice to have that kind of control.
That's gonna be my quote that I'm gonna be remembered by is that no one's gonna listen to the rest of the show if they're gonna say Nate's a fascist now.
Because it would be amazing to have that kind of control over your product. Because it was pretty much skate or die, man.
Chinese government's got amazing control over their product.
their output, they had control of all media. Well, I heard something today that was interesting, and they were kind of flogging NBC, one of the reporters on ESPN, because they said it was like a 12-hour infomercial every night for China.
Because they
painted them in a really, really, really good light.
That's because they didn't see the rest because there's a giant wall between them and China.
Well, and also
a 12-hour delay to get it all cleaned up.
Yeah. Right. Well, and also
they probably sent out the right feed and then the Chinese government just kind of fixed it.
Yeah.
With the internet and the technology of the opening ceremony.
It's difficult to see human rights violations through, you know, all the smog also. That joke was so not worth the three takes that it took me to get it out. I think we should wrap the show. You know why I missed the bus last night? I just
wanted to put it up. Because there was a 2012 logo on it?
No, no. I didn't see it because...
Hero Marathon?
Sorry?
Hero Marathon?
No. I don't know if I'm going to come back for Heroes, man.
I'm all in. Heroes and Entourage. Bring it back so Stevie G has something to watch.
Anyway, so last night I was... was it last night, I guess?
Yes.
Yeah, it was. We watched North by Northwest. We watched some old Hitchcock.
Fair enough.
No idea that... Like, I had heard that movie's good, but that movie turned out to be really good.
Fair enough. What movie did I see this weekend? I saw the Jason Statham movie this weekend.
Oh, had to be Death Race.
Death Race.
How was Death Race, Steve?
Honestly, dude, it was gratuitous dumbness that was fun. Like, go see it. The graphics are sweet. Remember Starship Troopers?
Yeah, okay, wait. Okay, because Starship Troopers should not be one of my favorite movies, but it kind of is. Yeah.
Imagine Starship Troopers in a prison in 2012. In 2012. Yeah. Same break-ins and everything. Welcome to Death Race with the fake infomercial sound.
Oh, nice.
Why would you even see another movie in the theater while Dark Knight's still playing?
Oh, because I saw Dark Knight twice already.
How many times have you seen Dark Knight, Donovan? Just the once, right?
I haven't been to a movie since.
Yeah. I got on the Netflix, so I'm kind of set at home right now.
It's cool.
Okay, I think we should start doing movie reviews on here. I'm kind of enjoying this.
We should do Death Race. Awesomeness. Awesome dumbness. The design of it?
Yeah.
Aesthetically, it's gritty, it's nice, it's good, it's everything that it sounds like it should be.
Opening titles?
Yeah.
Okay, nice. How are the closing credit designs?
Actually, they just cut straight to the credits because the movie is overwrought with CGI. So you don't need it. It's overkill.
I like me a good end credit design. I think we can use that as a topic for a show someday.
You know what I'd like? I'd like Steve to give us a student tip.
Steve, give us a talk about the back to school challenge. We'll have to talk about that.
We'll do that next time when we have the prize ready.
We are not fully prepared for the back to school challenge, but because we didn't even get a chance to talk about it before the show. I was thinking We're starting to go so long. I need to just go.
Give us the student tip.
Student tip. Learn to draw, mothers.
Done. All right. Thank you for listening to the Reflex Blue Show. This has been a travesty on 36point.com.
Leave all your comments.
Leave all your comments. Yeah, I think we've even got a footer that says that.
Check the site back maybe in a week, 2 weeks.
Yeah,
I
would check the site back in a week for the back to school challenge. I'm just going to drop a little tease right here and we're going to call it good.
Nice.
All right, Steve, thanks again, man. You got to get it. We've gotten you.
To send questions or comments to the Reflex Blue Show, please visit 36point.com. The Reflex Blue Show is hosted by Nate Voss and Donovan Beery, music produced by Dust Lab. Find out more at myspace.com/dustlab.